Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now let's go to Tokyo.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Kia, movement that inspires.
A lot to talk about here, but first, Aidan Walsh is guaranteed an Olympic medal after beating Mervyn Clare of Mauritius in his welterweight quarterfinal in Tokyo earlier this morning. A first Olympic medal in the ring for Ireland since London 2012, Walsh has now brought this country's overall boxing honours tally to 17. After the fight, Aidan spoke to RTE's Claire McNamara and paid tribute to his sister and fellow boxing Olympian Michaela.
Me and my sister do everything together, like everything. All these coaches always just say, when we're doing, we're always with each other, always say, brother and sister, brother and sister. When I was younger, everyone was afraid of my big sister. It wasn't a big brother, it was a big sister.
You've got such a special bond.
It's incredible. It's my best friend. I'd do anything for her, she would do anything for me. We'll just live and breathe this journey. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here because I wouldn't have stuck boxing out. When I was younger, running about the streets, she was the one pulling me in, saying, wind your neck in, seeing the talent I had, and it's amazing.
In a few minutes, I'll be talking to Olympic boxing gold medalist Michael Carruth. But first, I'm delighted to be joined on the line from Tokyo by Michaela Walsh. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Michaela. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. He made you sound pretty scary there in that clip.
He did, didn't he? He did.
I love the line where he said that when he was young going around the streets that you'd tell him to wind his neck in. Do you remember having those chats with him? I think we might have lost Michaela. There was a delay on the line, but that seems to have extended to us losing Michaela. Are you there, Michaela? Are you gone? We might try and come back to Michaela. In the meantime, we'll go to Michael Carruth. Michael, good morning.
Claire, how are you?
I'm good. So listen, I know you're keeping a keen eye on all of this. Aidan looked in control, would you say, from the first round?
Oh, absolutely. He started off brilliant and, you know, he got his plan. Perfect, you know, he took the centre of the ring, he kept it long, he started showing his backhands, his left hooks, which are synonymous in beating southpaws, you know what I mean? So it's the way to beat a southpaw. And he just kept up, as you say, on his bike. He didn't get into any kind of brawls. He didn't need to get into that. And he won the fight comfortably.
Mm-hmm. And he joins that select bunch of people in being an Olympic medalist because he's guaranteed a bronze, isn't he, after last night? He might move up as time goes on, but he is in the medals now. And you know what it is like to be an Olympic medalist. Can you tell us how you reckon he's going to feel today?
Well, firstly, there's going to be a lot of pressure lifted off him straight away because he's actually got to get over that hurdle of getting the medal, you know. So it's kind of funny as well that you've nothing to lose now. You know, you've got a medal, you've got a bronze medal. Now it's up to you what you want. Do you want a silver or do you want a gold? It's up to you exactly what way you want to go about it. Now, saying that again, there's other people there in front of you going to try to stop you doing that. But if his mindset has been the same as he's gone in for the bronze medal, well, he has a chance then, obviously, going in against the English lad, young McCormick, in the semi-final. Now, McCormick's had a few wins over Aidan in recent times, but that doesn't mean anything. When I was boxing my quarterfinal in the Olympic Games, Andre Izzato had beaten me, and then I reversed the decision. So we're hoping Aidan can do the same as well and reverse that type of decision and get himself into an Olympic final. Yeah. But again, he's the pressure's off him now. Really, the pressure is off him because he's medalled now. He's in the elite squad. You know, now it's up to him to push himself to how far he wants to go.
I'm sure he won't feel that way, though, that the pressure is off.
I think you do. I did because that's why I went down with it as well. Because everything's about winning the medal. You know, that's the biggest, most concern is winning the medal. You know, it's not about performing best and whatever else you've done, had a good fight. Everybody who goes to the Olympic Games wants to win. I'm going to just talk for boxing alone, wants to win medals. You know, so not everybody can, but they want to win medals. You know, I think the pressure has lifted on somewhat because he's got the medal. That's the bottom line. And now he's got a guy from England that he's boxed a few times, as he says. He knows his style. I think he has to fight a different kind of fight than the last two times he boxed him. You know, and if he does that, he'll give himself a better chance.
He'll have to just go for it. How good is Pat McCormick?
He's a good lad. He's in the semi-final as well. You know, he's a Commonwealth champion. He's a very, very good boxer. So the thing is, Whoever wants it the most is going to get it. That's the next part of it, you know. So it's, you hope that judging is always right, and the judging has been very, very good this time in the Olympic Games compared to Rio a few years back. And so the judging has been very, very consistent to what we hope it will still be the same in the next couple of days with our boxers, you know. So the bottom line is, you know, you need a bit of luck as well, Claire. You know, everything goes with winning medals, Olympic medals. You need a bit of luck as well. So
yeah,
hopefully he has a bit of luck and he puts the big fight in, and hopefully he gets to the final as well.
It's great to see the medals still coming for Ireland in the boxing, isn't it?
But it's great to see it coming from everywhere. You know, like the Rowan is fantastic. That's back to back now for them as well. So we're hoping other sports can, you know, push themselves and believe in themselves that they can do it. You know what I mean? Boxing, okay, we've won 17 out of, I think, 33 medals, you know, which is phenomenal achievement for boxing, such as, you know, it's not the biggest sport in Ireland, as you know. You know, so the bottom line with that is it's a phenomenal fee from boxing. And that's all down to grassroots. It really is. It's all down from the moment you walk into that boxing club and you start listening to the coaches and they put you on the right track. And that's exactly where it starts. It started like for me, for Wayne McCullough and anybody I boxed with in years past, and pass that again. And then obviously, you know, we're doing a little bit better obviously now because we have high performance set up as well. They're training there all the time, full time, which is even better for our boxers as well. So it's it's happy days, and we're hoping now for another two medals. We're getting greedy now because we have another two going in. So, well, okay, I'm going to rephrase that. I'm getting greedy. I want another two medals, and I want the gold medal off one of them, or two of them, or even three of them, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm really getting greedy, you know. So the bottom line is, yeah, it's a fantastic achievement for the lad. His sister, you know, Michaela, I thought she boxed well enough. I didn't think she won it, but you know, it can get you. The occasion can get you as well. It's the biggest sporting event in the world.
Yeah, it's a pity we lost her on the line there, because I loved what he said about her. He just sounds like
when Aidan's boxing in the National Stadium, you can only hear one person, and that's Michaela.
Really?
God, you could hear her from about 100 miles out, I swear to God.
Oh, brilliant. That's great, though. It's fantastic. Great to hear that.
And I can tell you he heard her today. No problem about it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Kelly Harrington, a masterclass tactical performance against the Italian. We have high expectations when it comes to Kelly, don't we?
Of course, you do. Kelly's former world champion, you know, so she's done everything except win the Olympic Games, you know what I mean? So the bottom line with that is she's after getting over the first hurdle. And once, you know, the first hurdle is sometimes the hardest, Claire, you know, because you don't know, you know, though you train so hard, you don't know what your reactions are like. You don't know what your fitness is like, you know, and that might sound daft, you know, but until you get in the ring, then you know exactly what you're about. And she got in and she boxed beautiful today, you know, so it was a class act again. And again, she has to now get over the hurdle of getting that quarterfinal win. And once you get over that, I think then pressure's off again. And she then can go, you know, everybody's expecting gold medals. I'm hoping she does. She's got the ability for it, no question about it. So it's not, the Olympic Games is not easy. And that's the bottom line. So she has to, you know, she has to just pay attention on this quarterfinal and forget about talking about gold medals at the moment. Let's talk about bronze medal first.
But I'm sure if you're Kurt Walker, if you're Kelly Harrington, you're looking at what Aidan has done, and it might just give you a bit of a lift as well and spur you on to a certain extent. Not that you'd need to be spurred on, you're in the Olympics.
Absolutely.
But there's a push there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You look at teams past and present, you know, like you look particularly past, like 1956 team, they won four medals, you know, phenomenal, absolutely unbelievable. Took them 3 weeks to get to Melbourne, you know, now, so it tells you how the world has evolved in that regard. But, you know, when I boxed in Barcelona, Wayne McCullough was always boxing about 45 minutes to an hour before me. He'd win, I'd win, and then it became like a little competition, you know. We have to keep this going, and we did. And that's what I hope will happen with the guys as well over there in Tokyo, that they're going to start pushing one another on to get these other two medals. And we come away with three medals. Unbelievable achievement.
All right.
So unbelievable.
Let's see what happens. Michael, great to talk to you as always. Michael Carruth there. And let's go to Des in Tokyo. Hello, Des.
Hi Claire, how are you?
Good. What's going
good to
on
hear
there?
Michael there too.
I know, isn't it great to hear him again? The voice of experience looking on at our three who are in contention now.
It's funny, I came on a photograph last night of myself and Jimmy McGee, and I sat with Jimmy the morning Michael won his gold medal. Jimmy was doing the commentary, and I was only thinking of it, and then to hear him on the radio a couple of hours later was an unusual coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, we think of Jimmy, don't we, when we're looking at the boxing,
indeed,
always.
Yeah, he, oh, would, wouldn't he? He would love this boxing here. Oh my God, he'd absolutely love it.
What's happening?
Well, what's happening now, they... Women's 5,000 metre heats are on in the athletics. We've no one on the track tonight apart from a very important group and an unusual group, our first ever mixed relay team. It's a new event, two men, two women, 4x400. And they'll be going in about just after 12 o'clock this evening, and we'll see how they'll get on. But what's been happening elsewhere is, while you were chatting there, massive drama in the tennis here, because Djokovic has been beaten.
Ooh.
Red hot, sizzling hot favourite has been beaten. He has won the first three Grand Slam events, so there's only the US Open left. He wins that, and that's the Grand Slam. But Novak Djokovic was going for what was called the Golden Slam, all four plus the Olympics. Obviously, it's never been done, and he was expected to do it. He took the first set against Alexander Zverev of the German, 6-1, so it looked like Djokovic was strolling, but... Mm-hmm. Zverev came back, took the second set 6-3, and I expected Djokovic to sit up after that. But no, instead he collapsed. He lost the third set 6-1. And Zverev
happened?
Didn't celebrate. He sat down in tears. Djokovic was very gracious, I have to say. But it was an extraordinarily big surprise.
Did he say anything afterwards?
No, it's only just finished. He hasn't even done his interviews yet. Well, it finished in the last 7 minutes or 8 minutes.
That's big news.
The golf didn't get finished, Claire. Yeah, oh, it is big news. The golf was suspended because of bad weather. There had been a delay earlier in the day when Shane and Rory were out. They were out early, and as you know, they played really well. So the second round has to resume in the morning before they will go out for round three. Xander Schauffele, the American, is leading in the clubhouse on 11 under, one shot ahead of Carlos Ortiz. But the two Irishmen are right in the mix now. They were well off the pace yesterday. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy are on 7 under. Both had great rounds today. And after he finished his round, Gary spoke with Shane Lowry.
I went out there with a game plan to try and stay as patient as I could today, and I got off to a lovely start, and I kept going. Obviously, we had a bit of a delay as well, but I'm very happy with myself. Very nice to see, two tricolours close to the top of the leaderboard, and hopefully myself and Rory now can kick on the weekend and hopefully produce a medal.
A lot more time left in the day when you're off the course compared to yesterday, but will you just go and rest up, or will you do any kind of practice at all?
I'm not going to do any practice. We were actually I was going to go to the village for some dinner this evening, and I might still do that, I don't know. We've got, I probably need to rest up as much as I can, and because I've got something to do tomorrow on Sunday, so we'll see what happens.
If you do go back, there's another Irish medal. Aidan Walsh has reached the semis of the boxing.
Yeah, I seen that when we were on our delay. I seen that he had won his quarter final, and obviously has a chance to even do one better or two better than that. So that's great. Look, it's great to see a couple of medals starting to come into the camp, and hopefully, like I keep saying, I can produce another one.
There's a chance, of course, you'd be playing with Rory. You're on the same score tomorrow. Probably a 50-50 chance, really. Yeah. Would you relish that?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I think we'd be comfortable playing with each other. So hopefully, when you're playing with someone, especially when you're at the business end of a tournament, you want to kind of spur each other on. So hopefully we could do that, and you never know.
A bit more rivalry than in your semi-regular practice rounds, I suppose. A bit higher stakes, I mean.
Higher stakes, definitely. It doesn't matter who you're playing with. You're still out there trying to shoot the best score you can. But when you're playing with like a friend and a... I always say I want to play with the best players, so he is one of the best, and that'd be nice.
He is. Do you know, Claire, Shane has a bit of a dilemma tomorrow because Offaly are in the under-20 All-Ireland semi-final, and he's hoping that it won't clash so that he can get to see it.
There are Offaly fans everywhere. Des, will you stay on the line there, because we have Michaela back with us. Michaela, of course, an Olympian herself and sister of Aidan Walsh, the welterweight boxer who's guaranteed a medal now. Michaela, we have the line sorted there, and I know you're incredibly proud of your brother. You tweeted that watching him win an Olympic medal brings a joy to me I've never felt.
100%. I've obviously grown up with Aidan, and we've been best friends our whole lives, but to see him win that Olympic medal today is probably one of the best moments in my life. Just the pride I get from seeing him do that, it's just not only as a boxer, but as he's not only as a brother, he's my baby brother. I'm always looking out for him, so for him to do that, that's just it's so special to me. It means the world to me. It really does.
I was saying to you earlier on that he was saying in his post-match, post-fight interview that you were the one who told him to wind his neck in when he was out and about in the streets. And he said that was because you saw the talent in him.
Yeah, from a very early age, I just knew he was special. He just something about him that he had to say. Like people say in the X Factor, it's something you have, it's something about you.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, he has the X Factor. There's just something about him that makes him so great. And I always believed in him. So when I seen him messing about or whatever, I was saying, you can keep your head down. Like, one day it's all going to pay off. And today is the day it's paid off.
Did you get to see him afterwards at all?
I just got to congratulate him. And I just said to him, I gave him a big hug and I said, Aidan, you're an Olympic medalist now for the rest of your life. And he was just in disbelief. I don't think it's even sunk in for him. It hasn't for me anyway. I feel like this is like a fairy tale. It feels like I'm only after winning. You know, his success is my success. So it's unbelievable. I don't think it was sunk in for a long, long time.
Because of the COVID rules now, Michaela, do you have to leave?
No, we're actually down as sparring partners for the rest of the team. So
Okay.
we're helping the rest of the team get ready for their competition. So obviously that's good for us as then we're able to stay and support the team. So
mm-hmm.
but everyone out of competition will help the rest of the other guys do everything, whatever they need done. So we're there for the rest of the team.
Can you tell us a little bit about the preparation that you and Aidan have had to put in to get to these Olympics? That's probably an impossible question to answer, but can you just encapsulate how it has impacted the rest of your life, Michaela?
You know, the sacrifices that you have to make, not only for a boxer, but for any Olympic athlete, you know, you basically give up your whole childhood. You know, there's parties you can't go to, meeting friends, weddings, funerals. There's been so much important events that you have to say no to. Even watching your weight, if you're out and you're in your granny's house and she says, do you want a biscuit? And you're making weight, you have to say no. Like, just the small stuff. And obviously, the training that goes with it, the amount of sacrifices and how dedicated you have to be to make it the Olympics, you know, that's what makes it so special. You're walking around the Olympic Village, you're with the best athletes in the world right at this moment. And just to be considered one of the best in the world right now is unbelievable. But for me and Aidan, this is our lives. We enjoy it. I think that's why we do so well, because, you know, they say like a happy boxer is a dangerous boxer. And for me and Aidan, especially now, he's in his element. This is something he does every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's visualized himself being in Olympic Village. He's visualized himself competing at the Olympic Games. So this is nothing. Obviously, it's new to him, but he's visualized it before. So his mind has already been in this situation. And it was just going out and implementing what the coaches were telling him to do. And he got it right in the day, and he has a medal in the bag.
He certainly does. And we wish him well for the next round. But he has the bronze, certainly. Michaela, thanks so much for joining us and for your patience as we sorted out the line. Des, I have a message in here from Gordon who says, Michael's mother said the best sports quote ever. I'm proud of all my children, but today belongs to Michael after his big win. I mean, if you think about it, to have one Olympian in your family is one thing, but to have two is extraordinary. Yeah. And we think of the O'Donovan brothers as well back in Rio.
Well, it is extraordinary. And when you think of Olympic families, Annalise Murphy, her mother competed in the Olympics. But Annalise today has indicated to RTE Sport after finishing that she won't be going in the Olympics again. And based on what Michaela has just been saying to you, Annalise said it was kind of sad. But she has been at three Olympics and she has won a race at every Olympics, apart from being our national hero with silver in the last Olympics. But she said she's looking forward to a normal life again. And when Michael was talking about the biscuit at the granny's, I remember at a women's hockey international playoff to qualify for Tokyo, I was at the match, and Annalise walked by with 2 pints in her hand, a pint in each hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I told a friend of mine, Annalise Murphy walked by with 2 pints in her hand. And I met her subsequently. She said, please don't be telling people you saw me do. I was carrying them for the two fellas I was with, or the people I was with. So they will now get a chance to lead an ordinary life, and that's she has certainly done Ireland great service and sailing great service in Ireland. One other thing, by the way, just before we finish, in terms of keeping up to speed with what's going on here, Austin O'Connor has just competed. He's in the eventing in dressage. He's had 38 penalty points. He's 29th overall. And a big Irish connection with rowing again today. The New Zealand men's eight won what is kind of the glamour event, the big, strong, heavyweight men, eight of them. And the coach to the Kiwi team is former Irish Olympic rower Tony O'Connor, who's a maths teacher in Christchurch. He rowed for Ireland at two Olympics in 96 and 2000.
We're everywhere. Out of Limerick, we're everywhere.
He rowed with Garrow Towie. We are. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
And we're taking over.
We certainly are. Des, thank you so much once again for bringing us that latest update from Tokyo. And we're going to take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.